Ask Catherine a couple questions. One question that I've gotten several times, and it came in again, was what did I think of an article? It's an article about Malaysia Airlines and the fact that some of the business people who were killed were holders of patents, supposedly or allegedly, that somehow would then benefit the Blackstone Group and Rothschild. This article is terribly muddled. If you look at its description of who owns what and how it all works, it's very, very muddled and a lot of conjecture. I do think the fact that there were 20 employees of one of the leading conductors of tiny semiconductors who had just announced their defense application and were on their way to China, you know, raises some very important questions about whether that had anything to do with the disappearance. But I think the kind of conjecture in the article is not sufficiently documented and is not very useful. So I certainly didn't post it on the blog, and I would tend to dismiss it. I think this is one of those situations where there's tremendous amounts of unanswered questions, and it's going to take a lot of pulling of facts out to try and figure out what happened. Okay, dear Catherine, here are two questions that I have for you. For years, economies around the world seemed to be perfectly following what had been predicted by the peak oil theorists as the price of energy continued rising. But now we're not seeing the same accelerated movement towards the dire economic consequences that had really been predicted from peak oil. With that in mind, how much of what's been told to us by the peak oil experts was legitimate and how much was myth? In addition, do you think the powers that be may have created and endorsed the peak oil movement from behind the scenes? And if so, what do you believe the motivation was? I think there was a lot of effort, in fact, to create and endorse the peak oil movement from behind the scenes. And that was, if you listen to the Solari reports we've done with Jim Norman, I think there was a real effort to get the price of oil up way above market cost and keep it there. At the same time, I do think we have a real peak everything problem, and there's a real issue before us as to how we're going to solve that. Is it going to be with new technology? Is it going to be with space exploration? Or is it going to be with population changes and diminishment of lifestyle? There are many different ways it can go. It's a complicated topic, but I think the peak everything issue is quite real. Given what is possible with renewable energy and what I believe breakthrough energy technology, I've always believed peak oil was a bit of certainly a misleading presentation. The second question is, Alex Jones seems to be well-funded. Have you ever been concerned that he may be covertly working for the powers that be? Over the years, I've seen Alex struggle and do a lot of hard work to try and build a model which is economically sustainable. I'm not concerned that he's working for the covert forces. To a certain extent, everybody can be used. Everyone can be compromised. Those of us who operate publicly are all permitted to operate publicly. We can be hassled or slowed down. But, you know, clearly if the powers that be wanted us to not operate, we would, you know, as I said, they have the power to kill with impunity. I look at lots of people, and I post lots of people who I think are controlled in a variety of ways. So, for example, I like a lot of Amy Goodman's work. At the same time, there are many topics she won't touch or censors, but she does what she can, and what she does, I think she does a lot of very useful work. Same with Alex Jones. Alex may have conflicts. He may have a point of view, but I think he's done a lot of good work. And I certainly believe whether I'm watching Alex, whether I'm watching Amy, I can sort out the wheat from the chaff. So I think every one of us who does what they can puts a piece on the table, and we can all be discerning consumers and take what we want. So, you know, I feel that Alex Jones, I've gotten tremendous knowledge and benefits from his work, so I appreciate it. Hi, Catherine. Have you ever heard of the expanding Earth theory, the plasma core? To make a long story short, Cliff High makes a compelling argument that the Earth has a plasma core, not molten metal, and is expanding. The Earth is growing. As the Earth grows, it creates more land and replenishes the minerals within the land. as it grows, a product of the plasma reaction within its core. The late Bob Chapman noted that when the Russians drilled down to 45,000 feet and discovered oil, they also discovered that the earth replenishes the old oil reserves if given time and the reservoirs aren't damaged in any way. Give the earth time to heal. If this is correct, peak anything is a bunch of buck. Have you any knowledge of this theory? I've read it many times, and I know many people who believe it. Whether it's true, I don't know. I do know that accessing fossil fuels is rising in cost in a variety of ways, as we have to drill lower or use more water, for example, for fracking. In the meantime, renewables are dropping in cost, and I think we're going to reach a point where renewables become very cost competitive, and that's before asking questions about breakthrough energy. Again, if you look at the hardware flying around the planet in the form of UFOs, somebody's got it. So I just, all of those combined to say I don't think peak oil is going to be a problem in the long run, but the challenge of getting from here to there is a big one, including the fact that changing all the financial arrangements and the, we're talking about a very, very big change to move off the fossil fuel model, particularly because it's tied up with the currency and what the global reserve currency is. Okay, another very long question. Hello, Catherine. General observations here. You, Richard, and Joseph make my mind and imagination run pretty fast. Why do we have to be seeing effects of 17 quadrillion in derivatives? You once said there were more derivatives than the value of all goods and services. We had capacity to produce the way we were operating. I wonder how much of the derivative pile just gets canceled. What kind of valuations just expires, options and futures contracts expires only to be renewed? It's true, a lot of the derivatives can net each other out. So it's not necessarily, it's certainly not $17 quadrillion of debt. Then he goes on, you seem to be suggesting there are valuations of something that is real that allow these shadow groups to go on transacting. After all, they still have to reduce their actions and trading back to the market as it exists. Is it even transacting? Could it not be a filing cabinet somewhere canceled, as do expiring derivatives or Elon Miles? They create new anyway. Really appreciated the load analogy from your guest. Had thought of physics and spirit, but not physics and money. Catherine is a coast-to-coast grader classic. You have raised the bar substantially on George Norrie by bringing such guest interviews as you do to light. I was once fascinated by the net-net debt cancel graphics on the blog some time back, as well as the upside-down triangle of derivatives. It would be great to find a graphic that depicts the financial exchange and valuations you are describing. It seems from the language of the market traders that must be a whole off-book market exchange is in existence. Yes, that is true. The dark pools are dark and growing. I suppose I'm asking for graphics of market trading we do not see reported, or financial banking type entities that exist but are not seen in the street corners or in the advertising when we go through life. Catherine, you're a long way from your original coast-to-coast comment on reading 20 books and not making heads or tail of the space alien story. I still cannot make heads or tails of the space alien story, so I don't think I've come very far. But he's saying, you've come a long way, baby. Well, thanks, but I don't feel like it. All I can say is read Richard Dolan. I think he's framed the uncertainty as well as it can be.